Hi there, everyone. We're early tonight, and this is Donna Fox with the Akashic Wisdom Internet Radio Show, talking all about the Akashic Records and how we can use the Akashic Records. Tonight, we're actually going to do something a little different. There's actually a message from the Akashic going to come through tonight, one specifically for all those listening or those who decide to tune into the archives. And we're going to be taking questions from you. I already have some wonderful questions already emailed. So if you would like to email your question, you can certainly do that. I'm sitting at my computer waiting for your email questions at akashicwisdom@aol.com. That's akashicwisdom@aol.com. So you can certainly email me your questions, or you can also call them in. I'd like you just to wait for a moment before you call in, only because the message from the Akasha is important tonight, and I think you will find it valuable. In fact, I know you will. But what you want to do is get ready to call, and once I get done with the message, you can certainly dial in. If, in fact, you dial in and it's busy, I do apologize. There's the number in the U.S. is 877-876-5227. That's toll-free in the USA. If you're in Canada, it's 888-815-9756. Or if you'd like to call from out of the country or just direct, the direct number is 530-876-3222. And as always, I want you to know that I am available for individual telephone consultations. My personal telephone number is 216-691-1233. I offer 1 hour and 1.5 hour time slots. And right now, I do have some cancellations coming up in the next week or two, but I'm typically booking 2 to 3 weeks out. And just if you're going to be in the Minneapolis area, I'm going to be at the Edge Expo speaking on Saturday. I think it's November 10th. Yep, that's right, November 10th. And I will be offering a level one Akashic Record workshop on November 17th and 18th. Also a level 2 on the 16th, 17th, and 18th. But call me for more details and we'll go from there. So let's talk a little bit about what the message is from the Akasha. And how this happens is just for your own information. How does this message come forward? It's not channeled. It's nothing enters me. Prior to the show, I go into my sacred space, and I open up the Akashic Records of the Akashic Wisdom Radio Show and its listeners for those people who would like to be listening and would like to have insight. This is a service-only opening. What that means is I'm not delving into anyone's records without their permission. The records are open so as the information can come forward in service to who you are, to who you're listening. And should you decide to call in, we can move into your information easier. It is helpful if you email me your current legal name. It's not your birth name necessarily. It's your current legal name. And so I want to also make that comment to you. Or you can just give me your first name and last initial and city and state. We'll go from there. And we will be taking questions this evening. I will be taking questions. If you're curious about knowing more about the Akashic Records, there is a website. I have a website. It's not really up to date. It's at akashicwisdom.com. Looking for a good webmaster here. And then the other thing, if you look on the BBS Radio, .com information for Akashic Wisdom, you will see that my schedule's up there, as well as I have information coming up for my upcoming classes and information on the Akashic Records as well. Okay, and again, I gave you my personal phone number. Anyway, what I want to talk about tonight. Here's what came forward. And so what I'm about to do is give you the words. We're going to move into this message. And the message is about timing. And perfect timing is the key to our lifestyles and to our lifetimes. What we really need to understand and be aware of is that many times when we feel we are out of sync, we feel that we're spinning our wheels, we feel that even that we're disconnected, it's because other things that we cannot possibly know are in the works for us. And so it's at those times when we feel the most disconnected, the most out of sorts, the most desolate sometimes, and wondering where to go, is the exact time that we need to surrender and move into the knowing that timing is everything. And here's the most important piece about that. You, I really mean you, you have gathered experiences all of your lifetime, all of that, all of those years, to put you where you're at today. And it doesn't make any difference if you're happy with where you're at or you're not happy. If you're ecstatic, great. Know that whatever's happened in your life, good, bad, or otherwise, it's got you where you are. If you're not happy where you're at, and you're questioning, and you feel burdened, also everything has got you where you're at. Now, what the other piece that's important to know is when it comes to timing is everything. Timing has to do with our attitudes. We carry with us the belief systems of, and you've heard me say this before, the belief systems of our ancestors, and not just the ancestors that we of our family of origins, but we carry the belief systems and the opinions of what is running our DNA. Our DNA is vibrational. And it's important to understand that we have chosen to move into this particular DNA pool for a reason. Now, when we have moved into this DNA pool, we have to look at what our responsibility is in cleaning up our own personal attitudes. You know, there can be two different people have similar circumstances happen, and one person will blossom from that circumstance, and another person will allow that circumstance to just go ahead and destroy them. And so the recommendation here is that you take a look at your attitude, and you take a look, and that's not a criticism, or it's not meant to be in any way, shape, or form anything but loving. And the reason why that's important is because as we move through our life, there are things that we do and choices that we make that create situations, and you could say you're at fault by the choices you made. However, you could also say that everything in this world is our responsibility. So rather than worrying about what is your fault, look at what is your responsibility. And let's take a look at that word. What is the responsibility? What is your responsibility? What is your ability to respond in a way that supports you, in a way that helps you move into your greatness? And what is the universe telling you with different clues and keys. And one of the things I really want to look at and what I want to mention to you is the area of prosperity. When we look at the area of prosperity or the lack of it, it is absolutely key that we take a look at what our response ability is, our ability to respond to certain things. We can walk around with no extra dollars in our pockets and wonder what in the heck is going on. Or we can shift our attitude and say, okay, there is something going on, and I need to understand a little bit more about what's going on. And so therefore, I'm going to surrender to the moment, and I am going to move into the knowing. And this is where it gets a little scary, I know, a little tough, but it's about moving into the knowing of that you have all that you need. And what you're really worried about is how are you going to pay, quote-unquote, the bills. But the reality is that you, personally, if you're able to listen to this program, if you're able to have food on your table, even if it's meager, if you're able to have a roof over your head, you have all, and clothes on your back, you do have all you need. And this is a perfect opportunity to start moving into that gratitude and to realize that your challenge from a prosperity point of view is coming from a place of perfect timing. And the way it's coming from a place of perfect timing, it's your contract with the universe to help you shift into a different ability of responding. And so you can continue to worry and focus on what you don't have. You can continue to worry and you can continue to move into the fear, or you can move into the knowing that you truly have all that you need and that the universe up to this point has provided for you and always will. And that's where the perfect timing comes in. Any challenge that has come through our life is a wake-up call that we have decided we need at the time. Now, that sounds harsh, but it's remembering, it's really more about what is our response. How can we respond to whatever is put on our plate in a way where we can move into the trust of ourselves, the trust of the universe, and release the anger, the fear, and the frustration and focus on what is not happening and move into the knowing of what we are creating. We also need to remember that every moment is a new choice. Every moment is a new creation, and we have the opportunity to move into our knowing at any time. And so with that, I'm going to move into our first question that we have for the evening. It's from a lady that actually, I don't know where she lives right now, but she was born in Scotland. And she has given me her birth name, although maybe not her current legal name. However, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read her question, or actually I'm going to paraphrase her question. What's happening is that right now she's at a crossroad, and her first name is Caroline. She is at a crossroad regarding work, and what she wants to understand is the universe indicating to her that it's time to seriously think about moving on to other things. And so, Caroline, we're going to just take a moment and cover the phone and just ask that question for you. Okay. Okay. First of all, Caroline, there's a comment that what's happening here within your particular position is that although you are standing up and speaking your truth, it's very important that you also allow people to understand that your intention is not only self-love with keeping your boundaries, but it's also of service to not only your employer, but to the universe as well. Because, you see, one of the things that's very important when we're working with other people is if, in fact, they are giving us something of a clue that says that we our ways of communicating are leaving other people at a loss, it's really, there's more than one clue that's going on from your question here. So it's really about looking at what other areas of your life have people said to you that your communication or the way you're communicating with them has either hurt their feelings or et cetera. Now, this is not to say that you should back down or that you should not speak your truth. It is to say that if more than one person is making a comment about something, it really serves you to honestly take a look at your delivery in the way that you do things with not only friends, family, as well as business associates. So it's not about ganging up. It's about really taking an honest look at what's going on. At the same time, it's really important that, you know, you look at where is your intention with your position. Now, this is really for everyone here. There comes a time where we really need to understand what is our position in the place that we hold in our relationship with ourselves, the relationship we hold with our paycheck, and the relationship we hold with our employer. And the reason that's important to understand is because we need to become very clear about telling ourselves the truth about what it is we want to create. Now, you mentioned you have quite a bit of vacation time, and you may want to really set that aside for your own contemplation of what you want to do. The other piece is you're really going to want to move into your own space of allowing yourself to be who you are from a place of softness, not a place of weakness. There's a definite difference between a place of softness and a place of weakness. And where you want to come from is a place of loving and a place of softness and a place of tactfulness and a place of helping the other person, as well as yourself, understand how to best communicate in a loving way. And so what the Akashic Records are saying here is that your situation is one of being put on notice to truly take a look at the different patterns in your life, not just work, but also personal relationships and what it is you truly want to create in your life. What is it that you truly want? And also, what the records keepers are also saying is, if there is any unacknowledged anger, any forgiveness issues, those also need to be dealt with now. One of the things that it's important to understand is that we as humans walk through on this planet, and because we have been ingrained with so many things to feel bad about ourselves about, that the idea here is to move into a mode of self-forgiveness on a regular basis. And so there is a prayer that we within the Akashic Record Consultants International have that is about forgiveness. And if that's something that you would like to receive, I will not broadcast that over the air. I will send it to you if you request it. As long as you maintain the copyright from Akashic Record Consultants International, it's a forgiveness prayer that, when said, can be very helpful. But again, it is copyrighted by Akashic Record Consultants International, so it cannot be published anywhere. But I can send it to on an individual basis based on your situation. So if that's of interest to you, you can certainly email me back and ask that for that. Now, what I would like to do also is if you also, Caroline, would call me personally, we could talk a lot more in depth. I work better when I talk back and forth to people. The other thing is I would be very cautious also of sending personal emails of any kind out on a corporate email, because they are sometimes monitored. So if this is helpful, please give me a call personally and we can go from there. Now, anyone is out there that wants to call, this would be a good time to call. Again, the number is 877-876-5227, and that's in the U.S., and the telephone number in Canada is 888-815-9756, or if you want to call direct, it's 530-876-3222. Now, if for some reason you can't get through, you could actually call and leave a voicemail on my office number, which is 216-691-1233, and I will actually see that you have done that on my screen. So let me know how that works for you, okay? Please give a call now if that's something that you want to do, all right? Okay, and hopefully those lines are open and no one else is using them. All right. We do have... Whoops, hello.
Hello.
Is there a phone call? Hi there. You got through.
Hi, Donna. This is Nancy Sue.
Hey there. How are you? Are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Good, good. And so you emailed a question here, Nancy Sue, asking what your soul agreement is with your son. Is that
right.
Correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, just what I want to do, and that's great. We can find out what that is. We can find out what your agreement is with him.
Correct.
But it would not be possible to find out what his is with you, because that would be then opening his records.
Right.
Okay. Without his permission, we don't do that.
Yeah.
So, okay. So we want to understand what is the contract between Nancy Sue and her son, and I'm going to cover the phone and say that out loud, okay? Hold on, please. Okay. So let's see what the records have to say with that. Well, first of all, your contract with him is to hold a place of strength. And the reason that's important is holding a place of strength means that there are situations that are happening now that are a part of what they're calling tough love. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
And the idea here is that the more one enables a child, and he's a grown man, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. the more you enable. Is there some substance abuse going on here?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. Yeah, he's active duty in the Army.
What? Oh, so he's not in town?
No.
Do you have another son?
No.
This is the
I
only
one.
I have
a daughter, but
no,
not a
there's,
son.
There's something. What they're saying is that there's somebody around you that is putting you in a position of guilt.
Oh.
Like one where you feel guilty about not helping somebody. Who is that?
Ooh, nobody that I know of. I mean, golly.
There was like, it's like that you feel really that they've asked one time more than what's possible for you.
No, both my kids are doing great now, and when they have asked for help, we've helped them.
Okay. So what's the tough love? What does this make sense with the tough love with him?
Well, like right now, both my kids are out of state, and they both want to pay for our way to come for Christmas. And the tough love that I've agreed to do for myself is my son asked me first, my daughter asked a second. I'm
yep.
not going at all.
Why can't you guys get together and all go together?
Well, it's in two different areas, and they both just bought a new home.
Okay.
And the distance that we would have to go, I'm only able to take a week off.
Uh-huh.
And it just wouldn't work. And for myself, I chose that I would rather stay home.
Yeah, but there's something else going on here. There's something else going on.
Wow.
No, the idea here of compromise between the two of them would be important.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's really strange.
Yeah, it's the idea. It may not even be a family member. Is there somebody at work that's really getting you?
You know what? Yes, there is.
Yeah, in other words, like, even though you're asking about your son, sometimes stuff comes forward that you need to know about, you know,
right.
in a different way.
Uh-huh.
But what I'm hearing is that there is someone within your sphere of influence, if you will,
okay.
that is either pushing your buttons or is trying hard to put you in a position of feeling guilty or frustrated about something.
Yeah, there is. There is a person I'm working with that's doing that.
Okay. All right. So that. Yeah, so, okay. I don't know what. Do you want to ask any questions about her, and then we'll get back to your son and daughter?
Okay, well, I'll just make it real simple. This person, I mean, I'm somebody that really has worth ethics, and you pay me to do a job, and I do a job. I work
uh-huh.
8 hours, I work 8 hours. Well, she's not doing her job, and I keep covering for her instead of, you know, I've gone to the boss a couple of times, but the issue is, or she has a lot of family problems right now, and
uh-huh.
then we just let it go. But, you know, we all have family problems, and I just can't understand. I've tried to go with the flow and let it go, but, yeah, she's still pushing my buttons by not doing her job. I mean, my job gets added on to because she's not doing hers.
And what have you said to her about it?
Not too much.
What do you want to say to her about it?
I'd like to ask her to get a life and do her job.
And so what's stopping you from doing that?
When I do talk to her or suggest things, I know how to handle people and way to talk to them. But when I do, then the tension at work is horrible for about 2 to 3 weeks. And I need to be in an environment where I'm happy and I can do my job to the best of my ability. And she prevents that from happening. Well, I shouldn't say she prevents it, but I allow her to prevent that from happening. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think you taking responsibility for your for the way she's pushing your buttons is important. Do you see that?
Yeah.
In other words, like the idea here is that if she's enabling you, let me get this. If you're enabling her there's a difference between compassion and enabling.
Uh huh.
And so what needs to come forward here is where does this feel in, where does this the tightness, where does it feel, where does it come forward in your body? And if it's coming forward in your solar plexus, your power is being sapped here.
Yeah, it is my solar plexus.
And so the idea here is, you know, if in fact she is not doing her job and that's something that is affecting you and the way you are able to move through your life, then which is better? The piece is that you're feeling lousy if by doing her job, and you feel lousy if she doesn't talk to you. Does that make sense?
Communicate with me, not talk to me. Communicate with me.
But if you're not, but I don't get that.
With what we do at the hospital, if she doesn't communicate with me, it can mess up patients' lives.
But that's irresponsible on her part.
Very true, yes.
And the idea that she's not communicating is not your fault.
Correct.
I mean, that's a supervisor issue, not yours, right?
Right. Okay.
So to me there, it's a non-question when it comes to what you need to do.
Right. I need to talk to my manager.
Well, you need to be able to tell her that she you can't cover for her anymore.
Right.
And that should she decide to not communicate with you when you're on the job, that's irresponsible to the patients that you're serving.
Right.
And if that doesn't solve itself, then you'd go to the manager. You see? So you give her the warning.
Okay.
And if it doesn't work, then you have to go ahead and go someplace else with it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. And so I want to get back to your family here for a moment. All right. I don't know who this is, but there is someone within your family who has a substance abuse issue. It's either substance or it's either a substance or emotional stuff. Who is that?
I believe it would probably be my daughter with the emotional stuff.
Okay.
She's going through a lot of self-esteem issues that correspond with her husband.
Okay, and so, what state does she live in, and what state does your son live in?
My son lives in Oklahoma,
yeah.
And she lives in Kansas.
Well, there's always the idea that you could spend Christmas with one and New Year's with the other.
True.
That's what's coming forward from the records.
Oh wow! Because I don't want to go either place.
You don't want to go because you don't want to be with them, or you don't want to. You're afraid of spending their money.
No, I don't want to go because I don't want to spend their money, but also I want to have a quiet Christmas this year. This will be the first year since we've lost two of our parents. Mm-hmm. And I just want a quiet Christmas, a peaceful Christmas. And if
and
I
that
went
won't
to my
happen
daughter,
if you go. Huh?
If I went to my daughter, she has four very unruly kids. I mean, I love them to pieces. I'd give my life for them. But they're very unruly, and I don't want the noise. I just want a nice, quiet Christmas, and I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
All right. So that's easy.
Yeah.
So what's the problem there?
Well, it's kind of hurting both of their feelings.
And so why don't you want to go to your son's house?
Because if I went there, I'd hurt my daughter.
Well, he asked first, though, right?
Yeah, he did. But she is very... There's always been a very high jealousy issue between her and her brother.
Yeah, that's emotional. That's emotional abuse, kid.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
You see, the idea here is it's one-upmanship. Well, if he's going to ask her, I'm going to ask her.
Oh, neither one knew that the other asked.
That might be true, but they're. But, does, you know, they're all sharing the same DNA. Somebody knew something.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Okay.
So the piece is you have to decide where you want to be.
Uh-huh.
And that's what you need to decide. You need to decide, where do I want to be, and begin to start speaking your truth about what you want. It's a perfect opportunity for you to stand up and decide, what do I want? And it's also, what does your husband want?
Well, he's kind of like me. He wants to stay home and have a very quiet, very... In fact, we really don't even want to celebrate Christmas this year. As far as the Christmas celebration itself, I mean, our own personal beliefs, yes, within us, but as far as actually decorating and going all out and that, we're really not interested in that this year. We truly aren't, neither one of us.
So if that's the decision that you have made, then it sounds like your kids could honor that.
Well, I think so. I think they have.
So what's the question?
Oh, my original question was... but my
what's your contract? Well, the contract still has to do with tough love with this kid.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that is really strange.
Yeah. The idea here is it's real. It's not that it's not a loving. It's not loving. It's not that it's not loving.
Uh-huh.
It's about really standing in your own whatever it is you want.
Right.
Rather than being led or made to feel guilty about what it is you want.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah, because I've done the tough love with both my kids when they were teenagers.
Okay.
And so the tough love thing, I just don't see that fitting in as far as with my son. I mean, he's agreed to everything and anything we've ever said since he's become an adult. In fact, both our kids have, as far as, you know, when they come to us for advice or whatever.
But there's something there. They're not telling me anything more.
Okay.
So, there's an issue here. Is it? It's really more about the issue is what does he need from you, and how can you best serve him?
Yes. Okay.
Does that? I mean, because the contract is. There's nothing of detail that would help you, and there was like, what I'm hearing is that's not the real question.
Oh.
So what do you really want to ask?
Well, I don't know. That's what I was really interested in, or how best can I serve him to help him in this lifetime. Because I know, just in the knowing that we've gone back many, many, many lifetimes, and there's such a connection with us.
Yeah.
And right now he's doing, I mean, as far as I know, he's doing great. I mean, he's finally on his feet. He's financially doing good. He has a home. He has a wife. He has a beautiful son. I believe he's happy.
Well, they're not saying he's not happy.
Uh-huh. So it would be better just to ask, what's the best way I can help him in this lifetime? Or is it just the supporting that I need to do, which I always have done with our kids?
Yeah, the idea here is that there's, I'm not getting, other than the tough love thing,
uh-huh.
they're not saying anything else.
Oh, okay.
You know? So the idea here is it's really about whatever you've done so far is fine. And they're saying there's another question here. So I don't know what it is you want to ask, Nancy.
And I can't think of anything to ask because, okay. That sounds good.
All right. How are you doing with your own records work?
I'm not
and
doing
why aren't you doing it more?
Why am I not doing it more?
Yeah. See, here's what I'm getting on that. What's happening here is there's a part of you that thinks that you have to receive it a certain way. And there is no set way of receiving the information. And that you're blocking yourself.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so it's really important that if you really want to work in your own records, the way you've been taught is that you set aside time, you go into your sacred space, you say the prayer the way we're taught you,
mm-hmm.
okay, and that you ask your question, but it's really about looking at the way you're asking the question and asking it a couple of different ways.
Okay.
And then if you don't get anything, it's really going to be important that you begin to say the forgiveness prayer.
Okay.
Or whatever prayer that you ask the record keepers is, if there's something that I need to release here, what prayer should I use to release it?
Okay.
And then see what happens. And then, again, ask the question again. And then move into, in other words, like, remember, the records aren't going to tell you necessarily future questions.
Right.
They're going to give you insight in the here and now about what it is that's going on in your life.
Okay.
And you could receive that in a variety of different ways. You can receive it. You can sometimes just know it and write it down. You can think you're thinking it and write it down. You can sometimes people hear things and you can write it down. You can feel things and write down the feeling.
I believe sometimes I'm blocking myself.
Yeah, so just...
Is I'm expecting to hear it, or maybe I want to hear it like I used to be able to hear things.
Yeah.
But now it's just, there's things that I just know. But
then write
it
down.
I'm blocking it because I'm blocking it because how can I know?
Well, don't worry about how you can know.
Right.
Yeah, the idea is if you opened your records and you feel confident that you feel that you've opened your records the appropriate way, and you can call me privately and I can go over that with you. But the idea is that once you open your records, you can go ahead and move into your question and then just write down whatever comes to you, however it comes to you.
Okay.
Whether it's a feeling, a knowing, a thinking, or whatever.
Okay.
And don't edit it.
Okay.
Don't worry about spelling or punctuation or anything like that.
Okay.
Okay?
I will do that.
Yeah.
Because I have been shying away from it because I don't have faith in myself.
Well, but it's not about you. What you have to understand is that if you open your records and you move over and just surrender and allow the information, the record keepers will tell you what you need to know.
Okay.
But see, what happens is if you block it, or if you say, I'm not good enough to receive this, or I'll never get this, then they'll back off and say, okay, you're right.
Yeah.
They won't intrude upon your own personal consciousness.
Right. Okay, that's where that's coming from.
Yeah.
Duh.
Maybe that's why you called.
That could be. Maybe that's what I needed to hear.
Yeah.
In fact, I think it is.
Yeah.
I know, you're right.
Well, no, I'm just saying, you don't have to say I'm right.
Well,
the idea is it's really more about
coming out the truth.
Yeah, you have to be able to understand that it's your birthright to be able to move into that.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Yeah, you were called to it, and it's really important for you to move into that.
And I will.
Yeah.
You just gave me the encouragement I needed to hear.
Good, good. Well, I encourage you to have the exact type of holiday season that you want to have.
Yes.
And don't let anyone badger you into feeling guilty about doing it your way.
Uh-huh. I will do that.
Yeah, that's important.
Thank you so much, Donna.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
Bless you.
You be well. Bless you. Thanks for calling in.
Okay, good night.
Good night. Okay, so that was Nancy, and we really appreciate her calling in. Sometimes the information from the record keepers it comes forward in a way that we don't expect. Like you ask one question, and even though you're not asking something else, asking about another subject, other things will come forward. And so it's really important that you get clear about the intention of the information. So one of the other questions that Nancy could ask is, what do I really want to know about how to help my son? What am I really afraid of I'm not doing? Or what are my concerns are that he needs? In other words, like, and is that important for me to understand? The other thing is that she may even want to ask those same kind of questions about her daughter, and how she can best serve her daughter. So, the idea here is that she move into a place of her own personal knowing through the Akashic Records. And that also is available to you, by the way. For anyone who is called to this work, I encourage you to look up and either give me a call at 216-691-1233 privately, or if you would like to move into taking a class, I'm going to be in Minnesota for a level one, level two. Actually, there's one in Cleveland coming up at the end of this week, next weekend. A week from this weekend, we're going to have a level one and level two. So if that's of interest to you, please give a call. The other thing is if you're not in the Cleveland area, you don't feel like traveling, I also travel. I go where I'm invited. So if you would think this is something that your spiritual group would like to have, please give me a call. And I'd be happy to let you know how we can set this up in your area. I have a following, not, as I said, in Minnesota, in Seattle, Washington, in San Diego, in Los Angeles, and actually in Cleveland, Ohio, where I live. But again, I go where I'm invited, so give me a call if you think that this would be something your group would like to hear more about, or if you feel that you have 10 or more people that would like to learn how to open their own personal Akashic Records. And we also, the organization I belong to is Akashic Record Consultants International. That's www.arc-akashicrecords.org. So that's something that you may want to take a look at as well. And there may be some teachers that are closer in your area that you would like to take a look at. Want to just mention also that starting on October 31st, actually it's going to start on November 7th. That's when it's going to start. The Prosperity class is moved till November 7th. It's going to go for 6 weeks. And right after that, we're going to take a week off. And come January, we're going to start with a class on promoting or marketing your holistic business. So if that's of interest to you, please give me a call, and I will tell you much more about that then, too. Also, if you're planning a trip, If you're planning a trip and you'd like to for the holidays, we have a wonderful travel portal that'll give you wonderful discounts. If you are a bride having a you can have a bridal registry to, for the honeymoon of your dreams. If you just want to buy tickets for a special show in New York or wherever, the travel portal is www.yttravel.com/lifepath. It's LIFEPATH. And so go there and get your discounts. It's just like all the other big ones, whether it be Expedia or Travelocity or Orbitz. All the discounts are right there at ytbtravel.com/lifepath. So we really want you to check that out and see all the different things that are available to you there. Okay, moving back to our original question, our original topic of timing is everything. And if you're out there and would like to give a call, please do. Really want you to understand how important it is for you to go into your personal center and for you to take a moment every morning and move into your own personal guidance. If you have a problem or you feel challenged in moving into your guidance, I would strongly recommend that you actually purchase one of my CDs called The Wisdom Place. It has meditations on there that will help you open up to your own personal guidance. It was brought forward from the records, and it has information and four meditations on there on how to start your day, plus a meditation or, excuse me, a message from the Akasha on The Glory of Love. So that's a CD that you can look at purchasing. And again, it's called The Wisdom Place. There's two other CDs also. One is on forgiveness. And there's also the original, which is the one that started it all, is called Remembering Your Magnificence. This Remembering Your Magnificence CD, actually, these are great holiday presents for Christmas or Hanukkah or whatever holiday you celebrate. The reason that the Remembering Your Magnificence actually was recommended by Steve Rother as having vibrational healing on it. So if that's something that you would like to do, to know more about, please contact me about those CDs as well. Steve Rother, by the way, is the gentleman who channels the group, and he is at lightworker.com. So, and he is quite wonderful in his work. He goes all over the world. And so that's something that you really want to take a look at. In fact, Remembering Your Magnificence was one of the first CDs he ever put on his site. So keep that in mind. All right, so we are coming close to the end of our show. It's 10 minutes. We have 10 minutes to go. So if you're going to call, this would be the time to do it. If you're going to email, this would be the time to do it. Again, you can email your questions at akashicwisdom, a.k.a. S-H-I-C-W-I-S-D-O-M, at AOL.com. Okay, just want to talk to you. I want to just chat with you for a minute. There are many times people will say to me, how did you learn how to work with the Akashic Records? Or are there other ways to access the Akashic Records? And what I want to share with you is, yes, there are many ways of accessing the Akashic Records. The Akashic Records prayer I use assists me in accessing the records so I can access consciously. There are other ways of accessing the Akashic Records through meditation, and of course there was Edgar Cayce who did it through trance. But my way is the way I was taught by Mary Parker and Elena Lieberman from the Akashic Record Consultants International. That's the story of how that prayer was created and where it came from is on that website at the three W's, arc-akashicrecords.org. So you can certainly go there and take a look at the story of the records there. So moving back into the power and the glory of love and timing, you know, I had my grandchildren this weekend. I had I have a 2-year-old granddaughter and a 6-year-old grandson, their brother and sister. I mean, I have other grandchildren other than that, but these are the ones. And I had my 3-month-old granddaughter Lily also this weekend. I really love being with kids. They're so fresh. They just tell it like it is, and they don't hold anything back. They're so loving. And the interesting thing about it is they come out with wonderful ideas. Like my granddaughter, Martha, loves angels, and she sees angels everywhere. So she'll talk to me about, there's an angel, there's an angel. So we took I took her to one of those Halloween stores. We're going to buy her a little Halloween costume of an angel, right? And here's a 2-year-old that sees those grotesque things of the skeletons and things. Now, in this little girl's mind, there's no reason she should be afraid of anything. But her energy is so fine-tuned, and she doesn't watch scary stuff on television, so I know that she's not getting it from any other place. Other than she walks in, and she sees these things, and it's almost like she has this remembrance of that they are scary. And so it was very interesting to watch how she, I was very surprised because it never occurred to me that she would have a sense of something being scary that wasn't moving and it wasn't doing anything, but it was just hanging there. And I had to show her that it was just a mask and it was all pretend. And yet I found it fascinating that even as young as 2, she was very clear of what was scary. And you have to wonder, what is she remembering? What is she seeing? Is it something from that might be on the other side? And that, well, the reason that was interesting to me is because it never occurred to me that that really is, because I believe everything is of God and there are higher vibrations, lower vibrations, and that we all really kind of exist together, and as long as we have our higher vibration, we're okay. And it was very interesting to watch her reaction. And she does make the sweetest looking little angel. And I got to tell you, she's got Shirley Temple curls, and she's adorable. So that's my story for tonight. We are about 5 minutes out. We started a few minutes early. And I am here to serve you. So if you have questions that you would like answers to, if you would like to call in or to email questions, I certainly look forward to receiving any and all of your information, and I would be happy to share mine with you. But we are at 11:54, and I feel complete. So I'm going to close the show and say, so if you have anything you want to say, this would be the time to do it. Okay. I love you all. I thank you for listening. I want to say that I wish you this week for it to be the perfect timing for you. I wish that your prosperity come forward. I wish that your ability to respond to life is anchored in depth and love. I bless you this week with the knowledge and the openness and the expansiveness to receive your own personal greatness. I hope this week brings to you the most magnificent gifts of understanding, compassion, and wisdom in your life. And I wish that for you on a daily basis. So with that, I close the records for the Akashic Wisdom Internet Radio Show by saying thank you, wonderful masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akasha. We ask that everyone listening, may their hearts be opened, may their burdens be lifted, and may they truly look into the mirror and look into the heart of the divine. With that, we close the records for the Akashic Wisdom Internet Radio Show for tonight on October 28th, 2007, by saying amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed. And if you would all join me in saying amen. Blessings to you. Good night, folks.